Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Are there certain superfoods, power foods to help you with weight loss and improve your energy? And you've all heard about the Mediterranean diet and all of these wonderful ways to eat the way the Asian countries do. But what about the Peruvian diet? Have you ever heard of that? Well, our next guest is going to talk about it. His name is Manuel Villacorta. He's a nationally recognized and award-winning registered dietitian, nutritionist. Welcome to the show. So, Manuel, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Peruvian diet. What does that even mean?
Yes. Hi, Melanie. I like to always make a distinction here. I'm actually Peruvian myself. When I talk about the Peruvian diet, I'm mainly focusing on those people that live in the Andes and the Amazon. Because if you actually go to Lima, where I'm big trouble too. So I'm focusing on what these Indian people and Amazonian people are eating, looking at the rate of diabetes, obesity, which actually are under 1%, and how long they live and the energy they have, 80 and 90 working in the fields. And so these are foods that actually mainly grow in these areas and is looking at what these people are eating. And I have 21 superfoods that I have looked into in both of my books, this last one, Whole Body Reboot and Peruvian Power Foods.
Okay, so tell us, I don't know if we'll get through all 21, but give us your most popular ones. Let's just try and hit as many as we can.
Yeah, sure. So a couple that I really love that I see more and more in the market. Let's talk about maca. I know that a lot of people have heard of maca. It's actually a root that grows in the Andes of Peru. Looks like a tuber, like a potato-like. And so no one can actually eat the actual root. You have to cook it down, boil it down, and make powder, and you pulverize it. You make powder, and also you extract maca, the liquid maca. So this is the forms that you'll find.
And what do you do with it, Manuel?
You add it in shakes. You bake with it, and what maca does, it actually acts on the pituitary gland, and these are some sort of hypothetical mechanisms that have been studied now. It acts on the pituitary gland to release what we call youth hormone and increases oxygen consumption, so your performance and energy goes up, mental clarity, concentration gets better, and, I mean, stories tell us that Incas took maca to fight war. There's huge amounts of research on maca increasing sexual drive in both men and women. So they call it a natural Viagra of the Andes.
Okay, so maca powder. So you can buy it at Whole Foods or places like that, use it in shakes and bake with it. Let's get to as many as we can.
Yeah, so then the next superfood that I'm seeing more and more in the United States is called the pichu berry, another fruit that it comes from the Andes. The pichu berry is a fruit that actually, if you eat 3/4 cup of this fresh berry, provides 39% of your vitamin D. So here's a fruit that actually has vitamin D. It has protein, and it has little seeds inside that are edible seeds. You eat the entire fruit. These seeds also contain essential fatty acids. It has stannols that helps lower your cholesterol. Now, the purple potato. People have been afraid of eating potatoes. I'm Peruvian. I'm a potato eater. Grew up eating potatoes. Now, not all potatoes are created equal. That is true. The purple potato has 2 or 3 times more antioxidants than your regular potato. I've seen purple potato now almost in every market, supermarket, around the nation. I travel a lot to do media. And I purposely go into different markets to see, and I see it all the time. Also, this purple potato is rich in anthocyanins that can help you block the absorption of the carbohydrate of the starch as you eat this purple potato.
And I will add in that kids love, they are, and kids love them because they're purple. So you can just bake them a little bit, roast them a little bit. That's all you need to do. Yeah, they're so, so good. And mashed purple potatoes rock. So you don't even need to mix them with anything. You can just, you know, mash them up just the way that they are. And they are just so good. Okay, so give us some more. These are great.
Yes. So then, obviously, you know, quinoa, you know, and high in protein with amino acids, all essential amino acids is one of those plant foods that it has all the essential amino acids. It also has antioxidants. And, you know, here's something about quinoa, even though people call it a grain, it's actually a seed. So it's gluten-free, which is great for those people who are following a gluten-free diet. And then there's a new seed, just like quinoa, called amaranth. Now, in Peru, we call it kiwicha, and I see it more and more in the supermarkets as well. So I call it quinoa's little sister. And with kiwicha, is great because you can actually pop kiwicha in a hot oven or hot pan, and it pops like popcorn, and you can make cereal with these. You can use it as breakfast.
Cool.
So here's a great alternative for those people who are gluten-free as well, following gluten-free. Then, you know, papaya. You know, papaya also comes now. Now we're moving into the tropical areas of Peru, the Amazon, and has the enzymatic enzyme papain that helps with digestion and bloating. And then they have this berry called camu camu, and I see it again. This is something that comes in a powder form as well. You cannot eat camu camu fresh, and that is because it's impossible given the acidity of it. And why is that? Because it has 60 more times vitamin C than an orange.
Wow.
A teaspoon of this camu powder provides 1,100% of vitamin C. Now you're thinking, well, why I need this much vitamin C? So the research has compared synthetic vitamin C with camu vitamin C, and the absorption, the bioavailability of vitamin C in camu is 99%. You absorb most of it. And
wow.
All of other nutrients surrounding the vitamin C, all the phytonutrients surrounding vitamin C, makes it more potent. So we've seen actually, you know, help with collagen synthesis. So skin gets better. So a lot of these beauty products now you'll see in your lotions and creams and even liquids that they sell to improve skin, it has camu camu in it, and which is great for skin and anti-aging food.
How cool is that? And that's not even something I've ever heard of. So you are educating me as well, Manuel. So we have about, oh, I don't know, a minute and a half or so left.
So what I do with these books is not just tell you about, you know, why are they good for you. A lot of people, I mean, I've read something in WebMD about how 80% of Americans are aware of superfoods, but less than 40% of Americans know what to do with them. And that is mainly because they don't know, again, how to use these foods. So these books that I have actually have recipes and menus, and they're not Peruvian recipes. That actually, you know, like I've gotten the most traditional American dishes like pizza, and I make quinoa crust pizza, or, you know, the mashed potato, made throwing purple potatoes. So giving people ideas on how to make your regular day dishes and everyday dishes and adding
to super foods.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And so we learned the definition of Peruvian is really the Amazon and that area in Peru. And you know that there's so many healing properties that we haven't even gotten into yet. We haven't even touched the surface of the things that they say are available to heal us in the Amazon. So that's the Peruvian diet, and the book is Whole Body Reboot, the Peruvian Superfoods Diet to Detoxify, Energize, and Supercharge Fat Loss. And what a great book and a great segment by Manuel Villacorta. You can see more of that on RadioMD.com. If you missed any of the great information, check it out, RadioMD.com. It's available all the time on demand. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.